Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Which battered Chicago team do you want to talk about?
Which one is making a big trade?
You tell us, well, you, Bruce.
We're following your lead.
You're the content provider. I can't wait for your TikTok page.
Name names.
Name names? Mullion Haw, my go-to place every morning, Monday through Friday, until 10 o'clock.
Well done. What's going on today?
Today, we're looking at a battered Chicago Cub pitching staff that is in need of Imanaga, who's coming back on Thursday, and need of for some lengthy starts from their rotation. The bullpen is beat up, as you saw yesterday. You saw Craig Counsell do what managers hate to do but have to do, and that is give up a game, right? He had to give up that game yesterday in the fourth and fifth inning because his bullpen from the weekend was totally worn out, and they're in the midst of 19 games in a row. It doesn't end for a while here. So he leaves Ben Brown in a game where you see the game get away very quickly. That's something that, unfortunately, Brown is getting known for, you know, pitching really well, making other teams look bad for 3 or 4 innings and then falling apart quickly. And yesterday was certainly apparent with the walk and the homer and then another walk after he hadn't walked anybody in the first 3 innings. So Counsell was well aware of what was going on, but he had to sacrifice that game to get another inning at least out of Brown, and that was it. You know, that's the baseball season. That's the time that they're in right now. You're angry as a baseball fan that they have to give it up, but that's just the reality of where they're at right now.
So, Bruce, did you find out any more yesterday after dropping a hint with us? Do you think the Cubs are any closer to making a deal? And if it is the Marlins they're talking to about Sandy Alcantara, would they still be interested in Owen Casey?
Who said Sandy Alcantara?
I did. We did.
Oh. So that's your source is saying it's Sandy Alcantara.
No.
Okay. No, I mean, it wasn't Sandy Alcantara, and I'm not sure today that they're any closer than they have been. Than Sunday night, they felt they were close to a deal. The names have been, you know, bandied about a little bit, but the reality is that deal hasn't happened. It's not happening right now, and we're just going to have to continue to look at the Colorados, the Pittsburghs, the Oaklands, the Marlins. Those are the sellers. And as we've heard from Hoyer, probably how many times have we heard this is going to be a seller's market? Okay. Well, that means that there's probably only 4 or 5 teams that feel, as we're approaching the All-Star game and halfway point of the season, that they're out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you look around baseball, I mean, there'll probably be more teams involved. And I would look at the American League Central as we start moving toward the deadline, as teams like Kansas City and Cleveland, who are and have been contenders over the last couple of years, to maybe be have pitching and other players available because they're not going anywhere right now.
So are you still on that timetable that you talked about yesterday? Are they on
they have
that
to make a trade
a
they
week or 10 days though?
Well, I can't pinpoint it at this part.
And has that changed from yesterday?
No, I mean they're feeling that they have to make a deal.
Yes,
it's every day right now. However, are they going to make a deal to satisfy you and me and David? Because we know they have to make a trade. No, they're not just going to give people away. They need more than just one pitcher, right? I mean, they need fortification probably in the infield. You know, the production that they're getting right now from the infield, you know, outside of first base and shortstop is not good, right? You have, you know, Nico Hoerner, who everybody loves, and, you know, we talk and write stories about Nico all the time. He hasn't produced in the month of June. Matt Shaw has not produced in the month of June. You have a combination of the two guys in the month of June with one homer, three doubles, and three walks. Okay, so the production is just not there. You don't like to pick out players that have improved. Shaw has been dramatically better at third base, outstanding there, if you want to use a term, at third base playing defense. Nico gives you the gritty performance every day, but the production of the offense is just not there right now. 65% of their home runs over the last, or 65% of their runs have come via home run over the last 3 weeks. So they're not producing runs like they were earlier in the year, and they need to add to that as well. So it's not just about adding a pitcher here and sending Ben Brown to the minor leagues. There's a lot more going on.
Well, Bruce, let's deal with that specifically. When Shota comes back pitching Thursday, the corresponding move we do wonder about. Could that be, or how likely will it be, that Ben Brown is demoted to Iowa?
I would say it is a real possibility, and I think Ben knows that as well as anybody else. I mean, he first of all, can we agree that he's a starting pitcher, yes or no?
I don't know that he will be if he stays in the major league, on the major league roster.
Well, I mean, so what's best served for the Cubs and Brown? I think it's probably going to Iowa and extending out and continuing his trek toward being a really good major league pitcher. Mm-hmm. The only way to do that is to extend his innings, go down there, have some outings that you're going 6-7 and dominating AAA players, which he should be able to do, and then be ready. You know, be ready for the inevitable, which is people get hurt, people are ineffective. Those are things that are going to happen. And the depth that you have with a really good young pitcher who's still learning the trade and loses his command like he did last night, where we've seen, you know, countless times where he's pitched 6 innings and he's been really good, or he runs into that one inning and he totally loses the command of his pitches and he gets clocked. So there's a lot of talent there. There's a lot to like about Ben Brown, but it's not a demotion. It's a continuation of player development. That's how I look at it.
Can I ask you for updates on some pitchers with the White Sox? Just wondering.
Yeah, Hauser and Savali will be traded. Is that what you're going to ask?
No.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, no, I am curious. Jonathan Cannon is supposed to pitch today,
yeah.
Right? Three
mm-hmm.
innings in Charlotte.
Right.
Davis Martin has a forearm strain, which is terrifying to hear, but apparently wanted to pitch through it. What's his status? Is Cam Boozer with the shoulder? Is he going to be coming back? Where are they at with...
Yeah.
I heard Chuck Garfine talking to Brian Bannister on the on his podcast regarding Hagen Smith, and I got to tell you, Brian Bannister, every time I hear him talk, it's just the guy he's so transparent in what he has to say, and he talked about why they shut him down, what they were thinking, and what he was doing wrong, and how they have changed that, and he could be back pitching pretty soon too.
Yeah, so you know, you're right about Smith. When you look at Boozer, he's doing better. They were concerned that it was worse than it was, so he's continuing to try to come back right now. I would say my major concern is with the best pitcher in the White Sox this year, and what's going on over the last two starts.
Yes.
That is Smith. And he really didn't have any answers for us last night when we talked to him in the post game. He just said, you know, wasn't good. I wasn't hitting my spots. You know, talking to Venable, they got him out of there after two innings. You know, they felt 60 pitches was enough, considering he didn't have his command. It's two in a row, which is concerning for what people were writing stories about over the last week or 10 days about how he's going to be the White Sox all-star guy. You know, the one guy that's standing above. Well, he's having his own pitching and player development issues right now. So a lot going on there, too. I would say that, you know, the Savali-Hauser additions have been a team saver, even for a team that's, you know, only won, what, 26 games or whatever it is. It's really saved some of the other guys. And talking to Getz yesterday, you know, in the second half, you're going to have to get ready for other young pitchers to maybe not get shut down, which is not the White Sox way, but to go the route of what they did with Crochet last year. Shorter outings, you know, continue to pitch, but monitor the innings pitched and the, you know, stressful innings. That's how they're looking to develop some of these young guys as we move forward toward the second half.
Bruce, you asked some good questions to Chris Guest yesterday before the game, and he addressed, number one, I thought, the Luis Robert situation and how much he communicates with him on a regular basis or not. And then the other thing was whether or not he's counting on the Justin Ishbia investment to result in his increased flexibility with the payroll. How would you address those two things?
I'd say that he told me that right now they're not counting on that money for this year. And going into next year, we don't know. I mean, we don't know if the, you know, he didn't give us, he wasn't able to give us a direct answer other than to say, when we need the money, we feel that it'll be there, okay? Right now, what he's telling you is, we don't have a competitive enough team to go in and bring in expensive free agents right now. I don't think we could argue that right now. Now, starting in November, when I'm doing shows with you guys once every two or three weeks, we're going to talk about probably do they have money, and that'll be the number one issue. Can they go out and fortify this team where they have pitching, but they don't have position players that can hit or hit with power? So that's the question mark. How much money will they have for that? Because other than Montgomery, the two Montgomerys continuing to develop, they don't have any power at the big league level right now. There's no one that's going to hit a home run for you other than, you know, Vargas once in a while. That's about it. So you can't win big league games without slug, and they don't have it at this point.
You know, we keep talking about the Cubs and what they're going to do. When you talk about the Sox, is there anyone they wouldn't trade? I mean, obviously younger guys, but anybody with a little age on them, wouldn't they want to move them?
Well, let me ask you this. Would you trade, since you have two good young catchers, would you trade one of them?
No.
Not the young catchers.
Not until you know more.
Yeah, not until you know which one.
So,
better.
I mean, so those are Barstool
would you?
Conversations. No, not right now.
Yeah.
Not right now. I think later on, as you know, they develop, those are probably the two of the better things that you got going, right, position-wise. You know, I love the grit of both of them. I love the ability of both of them. It's hard to develop two young catchers at the same time, but you can do it. No, but again, what do you really have to trade that's of interest to anybody else other than, you know, two veteran pitchers? What are you getting back for that, you know, at the deadline? You hope that they're both pitching lights out, Hauser and Savali, over the next month. Hmm. But, you know, the reality is, what are you getting back? And if you trade Luis Robert, you know, everybody's been harping on, let's trade him. Well, yesterday, Getz said, yeah, we're prepared to that he might be with us for the next 2 years.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, that's it, not...
Well, I mean, why say it unless you mean it, right?
I mean, I have theories as to why you say it, whether you mean it or not. I think you just,
could suggest that he's saying that to make teams think that he's willing to or wants to keep him, to make it harder to trade him.
Well, they don't care.
I mean, I know you said that, and I think you're probably onto something there, Bruce.
No, the reality is that they're prepared in their mind to have to keep him, but are they putting $20 million? Or are they putting 25% of their payroll, or 20% if they go up to 100 million, for one player who hasn't been productive offensively? And the answer will be, can he be non-tendered? Can that happen with Brown going into next year if he doesn't improve offensively? Those are the things we'll be looking at in the fall.
Good stuff, Bruce.
Great stuff, Bruce.
All right, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a great day.
Thanks again.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.